Hi, this is Ted and PK, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Faith Radio Mornings.
To learn more about our show or how you can help support us, log on to faithradionet.com. Good morning. It's Faith Radio Mornings at 7:42. I'm PK along with Ted, and this morning we have a theme going throughout our program, and we were talking last hour with Daniel Walker and talking about sex trafficking. Now we'd like to welcome Kathy Macias, and she's a multi-award winning writer who's authored nearly 40 books and ghostwritten several others. And she has a book that we'd like to talk with her about today called Deliver Me from Evil. Welcome to Faith Radio Mornings, Kathy.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Now, the thing about this book we should mention is that it's a novel, and is it one of three that you've written, Kathy?
Yes, it is, and in fact, the entire series is now out, the third one just released, so yes,
okay.
All three of them.
And so the titles of those in order are Deliver Me from Evil, is that the first one?
Yes, it is the first one, then Special Delivery and The Deliverer.
Okay, and this is great because you're bringing a faith perspective into this topic that is not often addressed or talked about. Can you just tell us a little bit why you chose this topic?
Well, actually, I have to give credit to my publisher. I was talking with her as I was pulling together the end of a previous series on the persecuted church. And so she knows that I really like to hit hot topics when I do my fiction. And she said, well, where do you want to go next? So we started tossing some ideas back and forth, and she threw this out on the table. She said, what do you think about human trafficking, about sexual slavery with children? And I just, you know, I came unglued, and I said, you know, just the fact that you can even say those words, you know, that it exists is just horrifying. So I said, let me do some initial research, and I'll get back to you. Well, I did, and when I found out how prevalent it was, and that it wasn't just something that happened far, far away in another country, that it happened right here in our backyard, I was committed. I said, okay, we need to do this. So that's how that got started.
Well, I have to tell you, Kathy, when I had gotten the book, I was looking through it, and I started reading it the other day, probably maybe at chapter 4 or 5, and suddenly I was about 4 chapters gone in a heartbeat. It's really, I really appreciate the story. So going back and starting from the beginning so I can get it all in perspective. But it's well written, and it's a great book that just talks a lot about the character Mara, who was sold by her parents in Mexico and then smuggled across the border and forced into sexual slavery. Now, you have kind of an interesting back and forth in this book, and talk a little bit about that, because you're talking about a Christian family and then you're talking about Mara's situation.
Yes, and that is a really stark contrast, but I did that on purpose because I wanted us to see this young man, Jonathan, who's just about to graduate from high school in the first book and going to head off to Bible college, primarily because he really doesn't know what else to do with his life, and it's sort of his parents' faith that he's following, and he hasn't come to that place of making a strong commitment himself. But he grows up in this tight-knit, really strong Christian family. In fact, his father is a pastor, and is just pretty much oblivious to a lot of these things that are going on in the sidelines. He just wants to play baseball. You know, that's his primary goal in life. And he crosses paths with, as he's doing his summer job, he's delivering pizzas, he crosses paths with Mara and a couple of the other, or one of the other girls, and just notices, even though they don't really say anything about it, he thinks, okay, there's something wrong here, something not normal. And as he thinks about it and begins to find out more about sex trafficking, that's when he realizes that's probably what he saw. And so it's kind of a blending back and forth of this family who, you know, is really devoted to the Lord, really loves one another and loves God, and yet waking up to this horrible thing that's going on in their neighborhood and saying, okay, what do we do about this? So I wanted that stark contrast so that believers could see this is, not only does this happen in our backyard, but it is huge, and I believe God is calling the church to step up to the plate here, because it is really a major battle of darkness and light, because there is so much darkness involved in this particular thing.
And the definition of sexual slavery or forced sexual slavery, is that the same thing then as human trafficking?
Actually, sexual slavery is part of human trafficking. Human trafficking involves primarily the sexual slavery, yes, which many of them are children, and then also conscripted military service or forced labor, and also, as horrible as this sounds, the involuntary donation of human organs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's something that you wouldn't think about, but I mean, you've heard about,
Well, that's it. There's a huge market for it, and enough money will bring it about, and it's really sad, but it happens a lot.
I guess we just can take like the most base depraved kind of things and just expect them to be happening in this kind of traffic condition. Well, Kathy, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about what it was like doing the research behind this book.
It's my only hope. You're my only hope. It's my only hope of heaven at the cross forgiven.
7:50 now at Faith Radio Mornings with Ted and PK. Joining us on the phone is Kathy Macias, author of a series of novels. The one we're talking about now is Deliver Me From Evil. Special Delivery is the other one. And then The Deliverer was just released. It's a trilogy, and it has to do with the topic of sex trafficking. We continue with Kathy now.
Kathy, what did you learn when you were researching everything? I can't imagine the amount of work that it took to find out all of the facts that it takes to write a novel like Deliver Me From Evil. Who were the people that you talked to? How long did it take to research? Give us a little bit of the history of the birth of this book.
Well, you know, I have to admit, I was horrified not only at what I discovered, but that I was so ignorant of it. I just assumed it really, I knew it happened, but it was like something far, far away and removed from my own life. I went and talked to, of course, law enforcement officials, people who are already involved in trying to rescue these victims, and, of course, investigative journalists. They're always, you know, one of your best sources for something like this. And one of these investigative journalists was just this crusty old guy who had been, you know, doing that sort of work for years. And he looked at me and said, you know, I've investigated some of the worst things on this planet, but nothing knocked me to my knees like this. He said, I was actually down at the Mexico-San Diego border talking with a couple of Border Patrol agents. And while we were talking, a bust went down right in front of me where they arrested a man for trying to sell an 18-month-old child as a sex slave.
Oh, my goodness.
He said I could hardly even talk, and that's what I felt after he talked with me. So all of these people gave me a lot of insight over a period of several weeks and months. But I think that besides that particular incident, what hit me the most was I spoke to a few survivors, and to be honest, there aren't a lot of them. But I did talk with them, and one young girl told me she was maybe 13 or 14 and had been caught up in this for 3 years. And she said, don't worry, whatever you write in the book, however awful it is, it isn't unbelievable because what we experienced was even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And those words just echoed in my mind, and I thought, you know, when people come to me and say, I just don't think I could read about that, it's just too dark, and I think there are people living this, children living this, and we need to know about it. And I tell them, you know, I don't write about the darkness. I write about the light that shines in the darkness, and the church is responsible for making that happen.
So I have to ask, as a writer, some of those characters become very real. And how do you kind of go about your day-to-day activities after writing a book such as this? Because doesn't that kind of get into your heart a little bit where it's just heavy? Or how do you kind of separate yourself from your characters of your book?
You know, you're absolutely right in it. And it's tough because, especially doing an entire series, I mean, I was with these characters for quite a long time. And there were actually times, even while I was still be in the middle of writing during the day, I would have to actually get up and walk outside and get fresh air. I mean, it was just so heavy and dark. And, of course, I tried to weed out as much of that in the actual writing so that the readers aren't overwhelmed with it, and yet at the same time that they would grasp how evil this is. And so it's a fine line. You walk a tightrope there, and there are times you just have to, as I said, just walk away and remind yourself, okay, Mara isn't real. She isn't really caught up in all of this. But at the same time, maybe Mara isn't, but others are. So many others are.
Right.
Kathy Macias is joining us here on Faith Radio Mornings today. She is the author, award-winning author, I should say, of more than 35 books, also a popular speaker, and the book series we're talking about now has to do with sex trafficking, Deliver Me From Evil, Special Delivery, and The Deliverer are that trilogy of books. We have links up for Kathy at faithradionet.com under Faith Radio Mornings. You mentioned that the church needs to step up and get involved in this and make a difference to stop sex trafficking. What can the church do?
Well, the important thing, I think, first, for a believer, an individual believer, go to your own pastor and find out. You know, sometimes we don't even know that there may be others in the church already doing something, or maybe in the community that he can refer you to. I think this is important because this is not a Lone Ranger ministry. This is a $32 billion a year industry, this sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dealing with organized crime, and you just don't go out and deal with this on your own. So you need to be under the covering of your church or some, you know, local organization. Or if you want to get involved nationally, there are so many online, like International Justice Mission and the Salvation Army and the Women's Missionary Union of the Southern Baptist Convention. They are all actively involved in fact, making this one of their number one priorities in ministry. And you can get involved at that point, too. And there's so many different ways you can get involved with a concerted prayer or with donations of time or money or just, you know, getting involved at the local level, which is always good because we're always looking for safe houses and places to put these few that we are able to rescue, because then there's that long healing process, and it takes a long time after all they've been through. So there is a place for everybody who wants to get involved.
And we'll have links for many of these organizations, too, on our website at faithradionet.com.
Right.
And, Kathy, you know, parents are listening today and they're thinking, oh, my goodness, this sounds so dangerous. So they're thinking, now, how can they protect their kids so that it doesn't happen to them? But then can we be watchdogs of sorts, too? Like you're looking at the playground at school when you're with your kids, just in the community, you're watching somebody walking along with the child. Can we kind of be looking for things, too?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I really encourage people to go to the website for the Department of Homeland Security and type in human trafficking. They have a video called In Plain Sight that will help you know what to recognize, what to look at and say, that doesn't look right. Maybe you see a man walking along and there's this young girl with him and she's maybe walking a little behind him looking like she's cowering and fearful. It could be an innocent thing, but it may not be too. It may be such a thing as trafficking. There's just a lot of ways we can do that. And of course, we want to protect our children without making them paranoid. You know, we don't want them to be afraid to go outside, but we do need to stress with them, stay with your friends. You know, don't peel off by yourself and take the shortcut through the alley or head off to the restroom at the mall by yourself. Stay in groups. That is a huge part of staying safe.
Mm-hmm. I've also heard that being on airplanes, too, if you can observe, a lot of times kids fly alone, and they can be targets for perpetrators of this. And so just to kind of be aware when you're flying, if there's kids that are alone, to watch out for that, too.
Yeah,
exactly.
In New York City, they're asking the cab drivers to be looking out for that now, too. So that was just a news story I saw last night. So it is, the awareness is rising. Now, what's the hope in your book, the book Deliver Me From Evil? When we're reading that, is there hope?
There is. And, of course, in the natural, we have the hope that people are finally waking up, both Christians and non-Christians as well, are waking up and saying, boy, this is a serious problem, and we really need to do everything we can to try to stop it and to rescue and heal these children. But in the long term, spiritually, the hope is that as the church comes together and begins to be involved and help and establish safe places for these rescued victims to come. This is the huge part, because really, pretty much anybody can get involved in helping to rescue them, although the rescue rate is still very low, and we're hoping that will change. But you can only imagine the level of damage, and really, it's only Christ, the Deliverer, who can bring that ultimate healing. And so the church, as his hands and his heart, can make this difference, and we can offer this to them. And these young children who have had all hope taken away from them can be rescued and can be healed and redeemed. And that's the ultimate message of the entire series.
Thank you so much, Kathy. We wish you well with this trilogy of books, Deliver Me From Evil, Special Delivery, and The Deliverer. It's great talking to you. Thank you for raising our awareness on these topics.
Well, thank you for allowing me to speak on your show. Thank you.